Kia ora koutou katoa, ko haukura tēnā atu te whare kōrero o te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Kia ora everyone that's listening. Today we have Tony from New Zealand Blood here in the studio to talk about saving lives with blood. Hey Tony, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Kia ora kaitaia. Thank you for the welcome here again. I love coming up here, especially when the sun shines.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're not too bust with sun today, but it's still a beautiful
it's
day.
It's all good. It's all good.
So, Tony, you're here with New Zealand Blood, and here we've got a bit of information for our listeners. Next week, you've got an Tuesday, 22nd of May, is the day to give blood here at the RSA in Kaitaia on 12 Matthews Avenue. Can you tell us about this kaupapa?
Yeah, certainly. Basically, we come to Kaitaia about every 3 months, and we usually have a fantastic response here in Kaitaia, which we're really pleased about. We like to see our regular donors every time. Some come back many, many, many times, and they're saving three lives each time they come to donate. As usual, we'd also like to see some new donors come on board. We always need new people, so anybody over 16, fit and healthy, come down and see us. If you're on certain medications, that might restrict you, but we can soon tell you there if that's a problem. Yeah. If you've had tattoos or ear piercings in the last 6 months, unfortunately that will rule you out, but once you're over the 6 month period, that's fine. Or if you lived in England between 1980 and 96, there is a restriction because of the mad cow disease we had in England at that time. So there is a few restrictions, but generally, if you're fit and healthy, we'd certainly like to see you.
Okay. So Tony, what is it about tattoos why we're not allowed to get do donations? Is there a risk of infection to the blood?
That is the main reason. Oh, yeah. It's just the possibility of a infection because the skin's been broken.
Right.
You might not know if you've got an infection or not. So we really want to play it safe. We wouldn't want to pass an infection on to the recipient of your blood.
Okay.
Same if you've got colds or flu or anything like that, we can't take you until that's cleared up, because you could easily pass that on to somebody else. So it's a pure, you know, a safety thing basically. We need to be 100% sure that blood's good for somebody.
And so if we come down to RSA next Tuesday, what do we have to bring with us?
Basically, you need to bring some ID. If you've been in before, just bring your donor card. If you're a new donor, bring some photo ID, please. Either driver's license, passport, student ID. Also important is to make sure you've had something to eat and drink before you come along. Most important, otherwise you might feel a little bit lightheaded afterwards.
Yeah, we don't want to faint.
No. So yeah, that's the general rules basically. You come in and you fill out a questionnaire.
Yeah.
Then you have a chat with the nurse just to go through anything on the questionnaire that you're not sure of or you might have ticked yes to. The actual blood donation only usually takes 4 to 10 minutes. You donate 470 mils of blood, which is about a can and a half of Coke, if you think of it like that. And you've got 7 or 8 litres in your body, so it's not going to affect you.
Yeah.
And the red cells build up. Within 24 hours, they're pretty much back again.
Okay, and it just regenerates, eh?
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
So say if we give that much blood, how often should we be giving blood a year?
You can only give blood every 84 days, so that's three months between each donation. Yeah.
And if other than this, giving blood on Tuesday, can we typically go and give blood any other time at hospitals or anything?
No, unfortunately not. You can't do it actually at any of the hospitals.
Yeah.
It has to be with New Zealand Blood. We do have static sites, but they're sort of around Auckland and the main cities.
Yeah.
Other than that, we have what they call a mobile team, and that's who comes up here every 3 months.
Okay.
They come up and go to Kerikeri, Kaikohe, Kaitaia, and have a whole week away.
Yeah.
So that's your time you're able to give blood.
Every 84 days?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think keeps people from, why don't people give blood? It's so easy from what it sounds like, just to give blood and save lives. What's stopping people, do you think?
I think a lot of people just don't actually think about it. It's not something on a daily basis you come across or think about doing. Or some people might be scared of needles. Quite a few people are. Not many people do like needles. But once they've done it, once you've been in the first time, most people think, oh, I don't know why I was worrying. It was so easy. Mm. Within 40 minutes, I've been in and out, and I've had my cup of tea and Bickies, and we make you sit down and do that afterwards. And I could have saved 3 people's lives just in this 40 minutes to an hour's time I've taken out of my day.
So we come in, we do a questionnaire. Do they tell us what would our blood type be?
We can't tell you until we've processed the blood, basically. So we take the unit of blood and we take some sample tubes. Mm-hmm. We then transport all that down to Auckland, because that's the closest place that's got all the equipment to test the blood. And once we've done that, we know what your blood type is. We then send you a little card with your blood type on. And then when it's time to come in again, we'll send you an invitation to come back again.
Okay. So if we were to come on Tuesday, we can still make a donation of our blood, or is it more to just get in the books? And
No, you can actually do it on the day. Okay. Oh, yeah, as long as everything on the questionnaire is fine, you've got no problems there, you'll stay there and do the donation, basically, yeah.
All right. Then, so if anyone's interested in supporting this important kaupapa, our blood has the potential to save 3 people's lives every month. Come down and donate blood at the Kaitai RSA, 12 Matthews Avenue. It's Tuesday next week, the 22nd of May, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. To book your appointment, log in to newzealandblood.co.nz. And remember to bring your New Zealand blood donor card or suitable photo ID, such as a student ID, a passport, a driver's license. And also come on a full stomach and have a drink,
that's the one,
lot of
very
water.
Important. Yep.
Awesome. Have you got anything to add, Tony?
No, I mean, we're a friendly bunch down there, so don't be afraid to come down.
And a fun fact.
Bring a friend with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there, Tony. I've never given blood before.
Excellent.
I'd love to come and,
support
that. And now, just before we go, you said that these are the different blood types.
Mm-hmm.
O negative, O positive, A negative. So some are more common than other.
Yep, the O positive and A positive are the biggest percentage.
Is that in the world or in New Zealand?
In New Zealand, yep. Okay. O negative, there's only 9% of you out there, but you're very much wanted, because O negative we can give to anybody.
Yeah.
It's a universal type, where any of the others, we have to match it exactly. So if a new baby is born or somebody's in trouble and we don't know their blood group, we can give them O negative.
Okay.
Always in short supply, so O negatives are always in demand.
Okay then. Well, I encourage everyone to find out their blood type, and if they're able to share and donate blood, I think that's a massive contribution to our people. Thank you so much, Tony, for talking with us
today.
Thank
you very much.
Have a lovely day. Thanks.